Christian ethos in action. Christian ethos in action. The phrase, if you, as it applies to you, and me, as the reader and disciple of Jesus, appears 124 times in the English Standard Version, ESV, of the New Testament. First, we will be confronted with various situations and circumstances from the Bible and, we will discover how we are to respond in these examples. Secondly, I have personalized, rephrased, our study verses for you to memorize. By this, we can bring the gospel to life as we go and defeat sin along our way. Today we are confronted with empty prayer, trespasses, forgiveness, God, heaven, temptations, and avoidance of evil. Let's begin. Matthew 6 verse 14, for if you forgive others of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6 verses 7 to 15, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Rephrased and personalized to memorize. Matthew 6 verses 7 to 15, and when I pray, I will not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. I will not be like them, for my Father knows what I need before I ask him. I will pray then like this. My Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me of my debts, as I also have forgiven my debtors. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For if I forgive others their trespasses, my heavenly Father will also forgive me. But if I do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will my Father forgive my trespasses. Please, let's confess our sins to one another and pray for one another, that we may be healed. Remembering that the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.